All right, we're recording episode 3 of our podcast, busting it out only a couple days after episode 2, but
yeah.
We have so much to talk about.
So much has been going on.
Yeah, today we're going to get into a little bit of gematria. I know Justin here, he's extremely new to it. I'm a little more advanced, but I'm not too advanced. We're going to basically be covering work done by Zachary K. Hubbard.
I mean, you know more than me, but what I've seen so far, what you taught me, it's definitely eye-opening. Yep. And definitely shocking to realize that.
Eye-opening to me, too, because this guy, we're looking at the work of Zachary K. Hubbard. He does gematria on YouTube. He has his website, gematriaeffectnews.news, which is where we're going to be. We have about a couple articles here about the protests and some numerology behind it. So the first one, we have Roxy Washington, who is the baby mama for George Floyd.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is not even the real mom, right? It's a stepmom.
Yeah, well, it's just like he had a kid with her. He had a child with her, but like they weren't like officially married or anything.
Oh, so, okay. So, I mean, it's still like that's still his mom, right?
It's not his mom, no. It's he got her pregnant. George Floyd got her pregnant because it's about his daughter.
Oh, okay. This is about. Oh, okay. I just thought it had a tie in with.
Apparently, his daughter's name is Gianna, which is the same name as Kobe Bryant's daughter, which is pretty. That's kind of a coincidence, I guess you could say.
Huh? So this is George Floyd's daughter.
Yeah, her name is also Gianna.
Gianna, which is also the same name of
Gianna Bryant,
of who Bryant. Also passed away.
Yep. So, basically, this article, it's talking about how the mother of his daughter talked publicly about how he'll never see her grow up, this and that, the whole sad story. Well, her name sums up to 201. If you don't know, this is gematria, and they use ciphers and letters and numbers. It goes really deep. Kind of hard to explain, but her name sums up to 201.
So this is... Now, this is the mother...
Of his child, yeah.
So of his child, okay.
Which, you could say another actress, probably. You know, somebody playing that role, because, you know, honestly, it's... You never know, you know? But her name sums up to 201 and 84 in two of the ciphers, and so does the Jesuit order, 201 and 84. Not to mention George Floyd, his full name, George Perry Floyd, sums up to 201... And it just basically connects it to Event 201, which was Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and John Hopkins. They did this whole pandemic test exercise. And sure enough, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, apparently.
Well, that's another reason to bring up. It's just interesting how it was handled.
Yeah.
And the fact that... It kind of seemed like, what was the officer's name? I'm thinking David, but it might not be David.
Derek.
Well, the whole thing seemed fishy, just how it was handled, and when the EMS arrived, and then when.
Well, I know you have a whole video breakdown of it, and we can get to that. Let me just get through this last gematria article.
Oh, gotcha.
This is
just a
quick introduction, you know.
Gotcha.
All these found at gematriaeffectnews.news from Zachary K. Hubbard. He's the one who puts all the work in, and we're just here spreading some information. So out of New York, apparently there's 345 arrests, 33 cops injured, 47 police vehicles. Police equals 33. 33 is a famous number in Freemason.
And why is that? So 33 means...
33 degrees in Freemasonry. You start at the first level, which pretty much, you know, go there to hang out, you know, it's like a little club. But then you get into the higher levels, and eventually, like, I think it's like once you hit the 30th degree, that's like elite level. And like,
so
to get to the 33rd degree, you gotta be like.
Did this number 33? Does it tie in with anybody else? This number, anybody's jersey?
I'm sure it does for sure. You would have to really go down and look through it, okay. But yeah, it ties in to a lot. And then like the 47 that they mentioned, 47 police cars damaged, Policeman 47, cop equals 47, government 47, news 47. So it's just like, if you study this gematria stuff, you'll see that a lot of the stuff.
So would you say it's kind of like, I mean, I know that, I mean, it's kind of like being more and more obvious to me that they're using these numbers for certain
events to so be like, taking place. It's and 33 cops injured. That could be like completely, they're just throwing the numbers out there, you know, the code, they're coding, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to the average person, it's just like, yeah, to the average where person, are you getting these numbers from?
Yeah, you think there's somebody out there counting each cop that was injured, you know?
Yeah.
Like counting, you know, it's just, it's really suspicious that some of the news stories they put out. And then not to mention that.
Well, it's just kind of fishy because, like, it all ties into police brutality, and it's always been an issue that we was talking about, and more it's been coming up and about, but it was up until this point of George Floyd's death where it really, really started kicking things off with Black Lives Matter, and on top of that, it didn't help. It did not help with this pandemic going on.
Sorry. I mean, yeah, well, I mean, you gotta think, everybody's kind of, like, pissed off at being inside, so what better way to stir up the crowd even more, you know, let's get a protest going.
But I find it even more curious for where that gematria thing was, like, 47 cops or 47 police officers. It's kind of, if you think about it, all ties in of what the chaos is going on right now with
police. A lot with of gematria, they go by order out of chaos. It's like one of the slogans for one of the secret societies is order out of chaos.
So, to me, it kind of, like, leads me to believe these very well could have been paid actors.
Oh, for sure. Like, they could all be paid actors. Like, because, like, you're seeing them on TV, for the most part, or on cell phone video. You know, you're seeing them in a video. You're not seeing them live, you know? And it's happening, I don't know, it's happening in somebody's hometown, for sure. But, like, for people like you and me, like, in Florida, like, I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. It's just really crazy that people get riled up when the news tells them to get riled up, you know?
Yeah, I do know. I mean, it's just...
And it's also interesting to note that I've mentioned it, I'm sure, in the last couple episodes, but they have the same lawyer as Trayvon Martin, as Michael Brown, as many other police brutality victims, looks like any pretty much a lot of minority, the same lawyer, you know, and he has.
So what's his lawyer's name?
Benjamin Crump.
Crump, and you said this is the same lawyer that Trayvon Martin,
Michael Brown from Ferguson, which started the Black Lives Matter,
and the family used it. So the family of Trayvon Martin used this attorney,
just like the family. Also, Eric Garner from New York, he was also choked by police.
Oh, that was the other time in New York where they like choked him to like a death chokehold or something.
Yeah, that one's another allegedly for selling loose cigarettes.
Let's mention how, like, that brings up another good point. That moment in time was loose cigarettes. Notice the effect. I mean, loose cigarettes, that means nothing. Remember, let's even go to the more recent time of George Floyd. $20 counterfeit?
And it wasn't even, it turned out, allegedly it wasn't even counterfeit. But back to the lawyer, he's allegedly a member of the Boule, which is a secret society for Black and African American people.
You know, who was that athlete that has the Boule?
I can look up a picture right here.
And what's the name of this?
It's called the Boule Secret Society.
The Boule?
Yeah.
And you said this attorney's a part of this secret society. So this is offside of the Freemasons?
Yeah, allegedly. But LeBron James has their logo tattooed right here on their chest.
And what exactly is their logo?
I'll look.
LeBron James has it directly tied on his chest.
Yeah.
Right, and here. Didn't LeBron James surpass Kobe Bryant?
Yep, before Kobe, the day before Kobe Bryant's death, actually.
Interesting.
Yep, interesting indeed. Look at that right here. Boule Foundation. I know you guys at home can't see the pictures because, you know, this is audio only, but, you know, Justin saw the picture. So, so I know you have a video breakdown of the George Floyd thing.
I was watching one of the videos I found on YouTube. I was just trying to get a little breakdown of current of, like, when the events actually took place and went down.
You have it up there, so you can, if you need to refer back to it, you know, you have it at 20 seconds here. They try to put him in the car.
Yeah, it all really depends on, like, which video you're watching. I mean, depending on, like, where it starts. You think we should, like, link all our, like, sources?
Yeah, they'll all be linked in the bottom of our SoundCloud description. I'll
save. We can do that?
Right there, so you guys can all, you know, check out for yourself. Check out Zachary K. Hubbard's page, even his YouTube channel. He's on, like, his 17th YouTube channel, allegedly, because he keeps getting deleted.
Really?
So, yeah. If you really, like, if you follow... I followed his stuff for a little while, but he's got long videos. They're, like, hours long, so it's hard to, like, really watch them. But, like, yeah, apparently he's been taken off YouTube, like, over 15 times.
Is this the same guy? Because I remember you forwarded me a link, and it was about the current time of the video I was watching. It was about, I mean, sure, he sounded like Aussie, maybe from Australia, but maybe even British. I get it mixed up sometimes. It was an older gentleman, and he was talking about 5G and cellular towers. Oh, no,
that's David Icke. So that goes deeper, because he was like Alex Jones, and they just pulled him off YouTube now. And now the only way to find him is on his platform, which is called Iconic.
Really?
But that's where all his stuff is. But yeah, they pulled him off YouTube, which is kind of sucks, because he has a lot of him. Because he's been out here saying this stuff since, like, the early 90s.
So that's even more suspicious. Yeah. You got this guy who's saying from early 90s, and they pulled him off.
Like, his life.
Like, overnight, out of nowhere. I remember I tried to visit the link that you sent me, and I couldn't.
Yep. His life, pretty much, he's just been exposing information, everything from the satanic pedophile. He's called it all out.
And then, like, so this is really, like,
Black Cube of Saturn. Like, he has a really good video on Black Cube of Saturn that I wish we would be able to watch. If this is all deep stuff, that's, like,
how long is the video?
Oh, it's about, like, an hour, because, like, he, like, does, like, whole presentations. He's actually banned from, like, Australia. He's banned from a couple countries.
I mean, isn't it kind of, like, makes you think, if they don't want to let this man talk, what's going on? If they're censoring this man so much, what's going on?
Yep. I mean, if you want to get back to your
breakdown. Yeah, the breakdown of the video of George Floyd's death, it's very saddening. The video is definitely traumatic, but it definitely makes you think, is he really dead? Just because of how everything played out and how fishy everything was, from the officer on his neck, from the original video, you thinking it's just one officer and the guy standing next to him, and then come to find out you see three more officers, you know, right behind the vehicle on top of George Floyd. And then you got the EMS. When the EMS eventually arrives, they're in this brown uniform, which I don't know how many
They look like cops.
Minneapolis police look like, or EMS look like, but these guys look like cops. And I don't know how much guys normally come from an EMS truck, but two guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then, generally speaking, I mean, the EMS truck is normally, like, clear as day. Oh, this is for the county. I mean, it's even fishy as if, like, their license plate for the police officers.
Yeah, it just said police.
Police.
Which, I mean, again, I don't know how they do stuff in other places, but here, like, you could tell it's a county car. It's yellow because it says it's county. But,
and it's got a license plate. It's still numbers, got a, yeah.
Still got random letters and numbers, like a regular license plate.
And I was even further detailing the video. I found it very suspicious. There's only one cop car, clear as day, that you can read that says Park Police, but the other two cop cars are normal police officers. So you have one that just says Park Police, and the other ones look completely like regular, normal police officers. And then, I don't know, everybody seemed to scatter so quickly in different directions. Almost as if, like, one of the cop specifically the Park Police car, was just left there. Almost as, like, those officers just left that car there for somebody else. Because I should have got the names down, but I unfortunately did not get the names down. But the officer that was on George Floyd's neck seems to be entering a vehicle of the police officer on the passenger side, while, I forgot the other guy's name, but the bystander officer, which was letting this unspeakable act happen, gets into the driver's side of the police car. So I just find it odd you know, normally to me, I would think the head chief officer of police on duty would have been the, I don't know, the guy, you know, taking charge of the situation, not like the guy standing by.
Yeah.
As well as, I don't know, I just, it just seems fishy because in the video that we found on YouTube, the neighbors didn't even know, you know, he was a cop. Yeah. And then come to find out in the George Floyd death video, he goes in the passenger side of the cop car. So he gets in the, pretty much leaves me to believe his partner was, I don't know, that Asian man, but he's partners with him. And then you got one officer that goes beyond the parked car and just completely walks away from the situation. And then you have the other parked police car, which was next to George Floyd, where one officer gets in. But it's just very odd to me why they had to continuously check on George Floyd while he was in the EMS. I believe the video when I watched, there was twice where two officers went to go see the EMS. I don't know what they had to say to the guys, but they had to see him twice. And it was also very odd, if you see the video, when the EMS does arrive, the EMS doesn't really touch George Floyd's body. It's the officers that are just tossing him around like a doll, trying to put him on the stretcher themselves. And then I also find it odd that, what was his name? The guy who killed George Floyd?
Derek?
I find it odd that he was the one strapping George Floyd's body onto the gurney.
Not the EMS.
And so it all seems so fishy because the EMS didn't even check for pulse, didn't even do the normal, what I've heard was the normal EMS, you know, to revive this man's life. But the normal procedures didn't go down. It just seems a little bit odd to me.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's very crazy, you know, they just...
I was going to say, play off emotion.
Yeah, basically their goal is to play off emotions, you know. They want people to destroy stuff. They want people to... So it gives them a reason to throw in martial law, and, you know, because, like, I don't know, a lot of it's, like, people our age, a lot of younger people, like, feeling like, oh, they're going to do something. But then, I don't know, along the lines, somewhere along the way, people start destroying stuff, and monkey see, monkey do, and they just start...
To me, martial law was already enacted when this whole virus came about, this pandemic came about. I mean, it was enacted when I started seeing residents of Miami couldn't leave Miami. You were stuck in Miami. Cops completely barred off the highway where you can't leave. So yeah. I personally believe it was more of an effect.
There are places now like rolling in like military for the protests.
I've heard that too.
Well, I've seen it. There's videos.
Have you seen it?
There's videos. Yeah, they have. Even in California, I think they have police or not police, National Guard rolling through.
This is why I personally believe it's a tactic by somebody, because that's what everybody wants to believe. Like, oh, martial law is getting an effect. Martial law. We have this dictator in place. We have this dictator in place that just wants control. And that's what they want you to believe. That's why I want to get you on like, look at where big cities lie. Big cities lie generally left. And this is generally they're taken over by Democrats.
Yep.
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, Minnesota, and it goes as far as Washington, D.C. Okay, so you have these people in power who are trying to gain back their power, and they don't necessarily like the guy in office.
Yeah.
So what way to cause chaos in this pandemic, and what ways to cause riots in this pandemic? I personally believe there's some dark evil going on.
Oh, there's always dark evil.
Dark evil. I know there's always dark evil going on, but a lot of people don't like generally like push it off to the side. It's the same thing as good cop, bad cop.
These protests are covering up that like the coronavirus numbers aren't adding up.
I mean, that already made sense to me, but I know.
Because, like, they're still reporting, like, oh, this many new cases, this many new cases. But, I mean, I don't know. At least it's good to see, like, states like Florida, like, they're opening up, you know? Like, everything's almost back to normal, but you still, like, see a couple people walking around with masks.
That's a good point, but I also want to bring up on the fact that look at a lot of these cities and states that are funded by the Democratic Party, and they are defunding the police. There's tons of homelessness. There's,
well, I mean, I can, the homeless as a tactic.
As it's, oh, yeah. it's all about tactics. It's all about how am I going to get the vote. It's a lot of things that take place that you really got to think about. It's all strategically played. And the reason why is they want chaos. Before, they would use the police force and they would use the task force to their benefit. But now what's going on, or now what's happening, is now they're labeled as killers.
Yep.
So it's not going in their favor anymore, so they have to switch up the game. They have to switch up the chess game. So I can go on. I've already lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are you going with this, huh?
I've already lost my train of thought.
Well, I mean, this episode, we just went through some gematria stuff. In the next podcast we can look at some QAnon stuff, which is like, you know, if you believe in Donald Trump, then he's got a plan to save America, and apparently people are going to be getting arrested, you know, like,
eventually. I've heard about that. I heard, like, even Hillary Clinton is should be allegedly testifying, like, for something.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton's going to be testifying for something. I forget when. I think in July.
They said July, but they gave her up until September.
Oh, okay. And then, what else? I just completely forgot.
I know. About what about that one guy that, that was, did we already previously talked about it, where it looked like he was bleeding from the ear?
Oh, the elderly man where, I mean, has it come out that this video's been debunked?
No, or? No, that's why I want to talk about it. I want to talk about this video because
we're going to watch this video. I'm sure you guys at home. Sorry. The cop just puts this man down, and now he goes out of frame of the camera, so it's hard to see how he really fell, but the video makes you assume that he hit his head on the ground and he has blood coming out of his ear. My friend Justin points out that his left hand is almost like pressing something, as if it's like a blood pump.
Back up.
And then we're going to see the end of the video here, where it's a news person capturing this on camera.
We have EMT on scene.
I even got the name. It's like WB.
Yeah. And there's a man laying there.
And apparently,
so we're going to start the video over again. He's like talking to the cops. And then the cops, they don't even look like they push him hard. Doesn't even look like they push him hard.
I mean, you even saw yourself. The way he originally was positioned to land it, he squatted.
Yeah, he fell butt first. And then, I mean, it's possible his head could, but I don't think it would have smacked hard enough to.
We're gonna include this video.
Yeah, it's all these videos. So, I mean, it could be staged.
I personally believe it's staged.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This is the only linked video to all the news or media sources.
Yeah, this is the only video source.
And it just happens to be. Here, pause it where it shows on his microphone. News organization's from. BB or WB, sorry.
We have a EMT on scene.
WBEO.
And then I believe it says like NPR organization.
Yeah, NPR.
So it's like West Buffalo, I believe that's like RO, NPR is the organization. So I've done some research. I searched this up on my own at my house, and it is another organization, news organization. And it's just fishy that this was the only leaked video.
Yeah.
And this is what they wanted you to see. Personally, it got me, you know, got me affected. You know, you see an elderly man being pushed down, and, you know, you take, you know, take hurt to it because you see blood, you know, coming out of his ear. And And they definitely play my emotions on this, because guess what? There's a lot of chaos right now against the police. And in what way to stir up more chaos when the police is just pushing down an elderly man? Well, I broke down the video step by step, paused, played again. And he originally approached officers in the left hand holding a helmet. Well, he then later loses his helmet. It was just a little decoy, a little disguise from what he was actually holding in his hand. He was holding a pump in his hand, and he kept that real close to his chest when he fell to make sure like it was actually hidden. So he kept that in his hand to where he can pump the blood to his ear, where he has it lined up from his chest. There is actually like a tube that you can see spilling out of his ear. I don't know if you can see that, but it looks like a tube that's there. And what makes it just perfect for the incident and the pandemic is he's wearing a mask.
Yep.
So the mask is covering whatever device he is using underneath that to cause the blood. I should also note, though, there is like a satchel he's wearing, isn't it? He's like wearing a satchel. On the left hand side, there's something on the left hand side.
It looks like a camera. Sorry, there's a lot of dead air here. We're watching the video.
Yeah. I'm not too sure, but we'll include the link. Look at it for yourselves. It's just, an eye-opener. Another way, the media is controlling our emotions.
Yeah, basically, just don't trust everything you see on TV or read from these blue checkmark people.
As a kid growing up, we were told don't watch your sources, read the sources, don't trust, Wikipedia. But then we're in a world where we're told now to trust Facebook posts, Twitter posts, etc. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
all because they have a blue check mark saying it's verified.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy world we live in now, It's only gonna get crazier.
How long is this video or this podcast so far?
We're coming up to our usual time to 30 minutes.
Oh wow, usually I already feel like it's a good minute,
Yeah, I mean, we covered a lot, especially I wanted to knock out some of that Jamatry stuff. Next episode, we'll pull up some QAnon stuff. That one's going to go pretty deep.
Oh, there's just so much to talk about.
Yeah, you should really, we'll do some research ahead of time. Maybe around next week, we'll knock out a podcast after we, catch you up on QAnon, let you know how everything's kind of played out.
Definitely, yeah, I definitely want to
But we'll put all our links that we used for this video in our SoundCloud description. So, just keep tuning in if you're tuning in. So, see ya.
Signing out.